Redot Pay adds withdraw, giving users a crypto and stablecoin off-ramp. Redot Pay has added a withdraw feature to its app, giving users a way to move money out of the platform rather than only loading funds in to spend. The company announced the update on its official X account on July 21, 2026, describing three functions: move crypto to your own wallet, send stablecoins and receive local currency in your account, and convert funds across currencies. The change matters because Redot Pay has largely been a one-directional product. Users top up with crypto, spend through the Redot Pay card at Visa merchants, and that was the loop. Pulling an unspent balance back out, or cashing to a bank account, was not a first-class option. Withdraw fills that gap. Three exit paths, one feature. The first function is a straight crypto withdrawal to a personal wallet. That returns self-custody of the asset to the user and is the standard expectation for any account that holds crypto on a customer's behalf. The second is the more interesting one for everyday users. Send stablecoins and receive local currency in your account. That is an off-ramp. It puts Redot Pay in the same lane as Ubit's recent direct-to-bank payouts, where a user moves stablecoin value and the counterparty settles fiat. The announcement does not name which stablecoins, which currencies, or which banking rails are supported, so the practical reach depends on regional coverage Redot Pay has not yet published. The third is cross-currency conversion, letting users shift a balance from one currency to another inside the app before withdrawing or spending. Cardholders gain an exit for parked funds. For anyone holding a Redot Pay balance, the immediate effect is optionality. Money loaded onto the account is no longer effectively committed to card spending. If plans change, the balance can leave, either back to a wallet or out as local currency. That reduces a real friction point with load-to-spend cards, the worry that funds parked for spending are hard to reclaim. It also makes Redot Pay usable as a light remittance or cash-out tool, not only a payment card, though the fee for each withdrawal path will decide whether it is worth using over a dedicated exchange. Redot Pay did not disclose withdrawal fees in the announcement, and conversion steps typically carry a spread on top of any flat fee. Users should check the in-app quote before moving large amounts. Timing is now. The feature is live in the app with a tutorial linked from the announcement. Not a waitlist or a phased rollout, the company flagged. Off-ramps are becoming table stakes. The broader read is that crypto card providers are converging on full-cycle money movement. A virtual or physical card to spend is no longer enough on its own. Users increasingly expect the same app to move value back out to a bank or wallet. Redot Pay adding withdraw lines up with that shift and closes an obvious hole in its product. The open questions are coverage and cost. Off-ramp value depends entirely on which currencies and countries are supported and what the effective fee is after any conversion spread. Until Redot Pay publishes that detail, the safe approach is to test a small withdrawal first and read the quoted rate before relying on it.